1850-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Saturday saw millions of people across the world tune into Live Earth to highlight global warming, but will it make a difference? President Bush, good afternoon to you.
Greetings, John.
It's Joe Duffy here, President.
And to everyone in Narnia.
Have you the solution to climate change, President?
What we need to do in the United States is to lower the temperatures dramatically, simply by changing from Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Fahrenheit, Celsius, it won't make a bleeding bit of difference.
You know, I thought global warming was happening much faster than expected. Until one of my aides pulled me aside and said, it's summer.
President, what about the polar ice caps? Go on.
Well, we have a new campaign to stop those folks who are attacking the ice caps. Shock and thaw.
Shock and thaw. Teacher Bertie Aaron, good afternoon to you.
How are you, Joe?
What are you doing about global warming?
Well, as part of the government's new green agenda under the coalition, I'll be meeting the new agricultural lobby group, Farmers Against Rising Temperatures, FART.
Fart, Taoiseach.
Fart. That's right, Joe. I'm looking forward to having fart in the office very soon. And when the doll returns after the summer, we'll have fart at every available opportunity in Leinster House. Jesus. And I think everyone in the country should set up their own fart in their local areas as well.
All right, many celebrities at Live Earth embracing the need for action. Jack Nicholson, good afternoon to you, Jack.
Look around you, son.
Look at what, Jack?
The world is falling apart. And you know whose fault it is. No. You know who's in charge.
I don't.
The goddamn sun.
The sun.
I think we need to go up there. We need to kick its fireball ass and send 20,000 Marines to the sun. You take that, you mother hopper. You mess with the wrong planet.
Thanks, Jack. Al Pacino is there as well.
Yeah.
You're worried, Al.
You know, Joe, we're concerned in the States about the effects of climate change. I mean, if the temperatures keep rising over the next 5 years, even Hillary Clinton is at risk of thawing out. Hoo-ah! The planet is on fire!
Oh, dear God. John O'Shea of Gold, this is a pressing issue for aid agencies such as yours. What's your latest project of charity and goodwill? Tell us. Go on.
This is John O'Shea of Gold.
We know.
Send aid now. I'm stuck in a telephone box in County Longford, and I'm desperately low on credit.
Oh, dear.
Send aid now. John O'Shea, Goal.
Bob Geldof, let's go to you. Bob, you'd nothing to do with the Live Earth concerts organised by Al Gore, but you must be supportive of them, surely. Go on.
Well, I just heard, Joe, that Arnold Schwarzenegger has just joined Al Gore's campaign, and they're blaming man for global warming. It's so bloody typical, Joe. Two cyborgs, oh, let's blame the humans. And another thing,
go on.
Al Gore has another flippin' book out about the environment, and the first chapter is all about how you shouldn't chop down trees to make a book that no one will bloody read.
Thanks, Bob, that's all we've time for. Thanks to President Bush.
Shock and thaw.
The Taoiseach Bertie Ahern.
Fart, Joe, fart.
Al Pacino, thanks to you.
Hoo-ha!
And John O'Shea of Gold.
Get me out of the phone box.
Good afternoon to you.